holding of the Ikar Avodah of Shabbos. We spoke about those three halakim in Shabbos. The Shabbos Maisa Bereishis. The Shabbos Matan Torah and the Shabbos Laosid Lovay. I want a little bit to go deeper into the three madregas of Shabbos. We explain three tefillos of Shabbos, Ato Kidashto, Yismach Moshe, Ato Echot, Shalosh Sudos and Shabbos. To go a little deeper into the Inyan, we spoke about Shabbos Maisa Bereishis, that the Avoida of Lel Shabbos is the Emuna and Boira Oilom. Melachtecho Asuyo, person believes in Boira Oilom. Is mekabel all of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Chafetz Chaim brings down sheishes yomim tavoid vosiso kol melachtecho. Bayom ha-shvi'i Shabbos. Frag der Chafetz Chaim, sheishes yomim tavoid vosiso kol melachtecho. How a person could finish kol melachtecho in 6 days? Vosiso kol melachtecho? A person in 6 days could finish kol melachtecho? Frag der Chafetz Chaim, the avoide is that in Shabbos, he feels ki'ilu melachtecho asuyo. This is the avoida of Shabbos. Ki'ilu melachtecho asuyo. That's what a person has to feel. When Shabbos comes, he feels ki'ilu melachtecho asuyo. Shabbos. This is the koyach of the ma'aseh of Shabbos. The Shabbos that the person says, v'yichulu, shteit is nase shutof le'ma'aseh bereishis. Comes a shutof le'ma'aseh bereishis. Over the Maise, but I had once a Talmud. Went in yeshiva, good amount of years, Malkisha, Talmud Chochem. Went out to work, became very close. One day I come home Friday, and my Rebbe tells me that his wife called, that they need a lot of help. What is? They diagnosed one of the kids that he has a kind of disease. It's one of the family Dalton. And the male is not only that this kid was in kaput, but they can't really have more kids because of the genetic order is a misorder. So everyone that comes out comes without a recipe. So, was that? Second thing is, a husband is losing every hour $50,000. Every hour he's losing $50,000. So my wife said, so what do you want my husband to do? You know, Nishkin doctor and he doesn't have money, yeah? So I said, maybe he could daven. I came home, my wife said, I promise you a daven. I said, you know, it doesn't help, you know, if the kid is sick and he lost his money every hour, it's really wasting how much money. So I said, listen, but Lemaise, I know them and I'm very close. And I said, I will go to the Kaisel to daven, you know, nothing more to lose. You know, the Kaisel, because Baruch listens in the Kaisel. So I got up Friday morning, went to the Kaisel, I had a very high temperature. Kids said, finished daven the Kaisel, I was trying to stop a taxi. I don't know if you know the Kaisel, you try to chop, I don't know if someone goes up higher and chops it before you. Kids said, it's not shy. So I took a bus. Mamish was not feeling good. I went to the back of the bus, I put down my head, Mamish, high fever. And I feel a tap in my back. Alta Yerushalmi Meir. The Vilzahan of Chassidus Shemaisa. I said, I'm not feeling good. Ain't Chassidus Shemaisa. Says, once was a big Rebbe. And someone came over with him and told him, Rebbe, you know, my kid is very sick. I don't know what to do. So the Rebbe told him, El Tzachai, I don't know what to tell you. But I know one Zach. Chazal say, when a person says, Vayichulu Lel Shabbos, he's nasa shutef lemaisa bereishis. Amol, when you want a favor from a person and he's not asking to do it, the best thing is to ask his partner. Amol, the partner could push it in. So b'shas vayichulu, you become shutef lemaisa bereishis. You know, I will daven for you and you will daven. And b'ez Hashem, you know, we'll be partners. And maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam will help the kid. The kachavim and the kid became better. So b'shakech, and I put down my head. I got another tap. One more chassidus shemaisa. I'm always given a yid. Every hour he was losing his money. Every hour. So he went to the big Rebbe and he asked the Rebbe, what's to tell? So the Rebbe asked him, tell me, you speak business in Shabbos? So you have to understand, it's the only day I'm home. So tell my wife, what is going on in work? So that's a chai. Mekabel on yourself not to speak business in Shabbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you back all of your money. So I said, okay, so I thought, Gamal, you know, I put out my head. Then I was thinking to myself, you know, Punk is the same two stories, you know what? I will call these people, I'll give them these two haters that I heard from this person. I call up and I say, you know, first, you know, the husband was not home, so I spoke to the wife. I said, you know, the person says Kiddush, becomes Shul of Ma'aseh Bereishis. I explained to them, Friday, Erev Shabbos, Ma'aseh Bereishis, Vayichulu. This is the time you have to think about it, and you should have Ma'aseh Bereishis. So I said, Be'ez Hashem, this little Shabbos, you and your husband and myself will be Mechavim, Shul of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Be'ez Hashem, the kid will be Beseder. I said, I want to ask you a shayla. You speak business in Shabbos? So he said, that's the only day I see my husband. He has to tell me, if not, I don't feel shaychus. I said, listen, I hear the story now. Just the Kabbalah not to speak business in Shabbos. And that is the Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. So Monday they called me up. And they said that the hospital called back, that was a mistake, and the order is Beseder. And her husband made all the money back, Baruch Hashem. And there's people in this room that know these people. Yeah, I stay by them every time when I'm in Farakwa, I stay in their house. Yeah, it's not... You could ask them. Why I'm saying that? What is the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos. Shabbos is the day that melachtecho asuyo. We brought down the Gemara last time. Maisi b'chosidechot, that he saw a pirza in the gedder, and he left it in Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the tzlaf, v'mimeno hoiso parnasosi v'parnasos nebeiso. Shabbos is a avoido. Shabbos is not a dovo shel mabekach. Shabbos is not, I will leave it like it is, and Shabbos will pass. Everyone passes the Shabbos. Everyone. If you chap yourself on Shabbos, and you mechazik yourself in emunah lel Shabbos, and you mechazik yourself in Torah, you zoyche to the oir of Shabbos. Shabbos is melachtecho asuyo. Melachtecho asuyo. So I want a little bit to go in tifer to the Zach. In the Zohar, it's the same thing be'etzim, just as a shtickle more, one more step into Zohar. Lel Shabbos is called Chakal Tapuchin Kaddishin. Chakal Tapuchin Kaddishin, this is the way Lel Shabbos is called. Some people say it in their Zemiras. Shabbos by day is called Sudase Atike Kaddisha. And Shalosh Shudas is called Raivin the Raivin, but it's called Be'etzem Zei Rabbi. It's Be'etzem the same three Zachen that we're speaking about, Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shabbos Matan Torah. And Shabbos La'asid Lavoi. What is these three Zachen? It's Be'etzem the Zelbe Zach. Lil Shabbos, in the Sforim state, is like the Kiddushin. It's Ato Kiddashto. Shabbos by day is Ismach Moshe. It's like the Suda Sanesuim, Suda to Atika Kadisha, and Shalasudas is Yichud, is Ato Echot, Veshimcha Echot. These are the three Pchinas of the Shabbos Malkasa, the Kiddushim, and the Simcha Sanesuim, and the Yichud with the Shabbos Kodesh. And I want to be Masbi. There's two Pchinas, Be'etzem, and Avoidas Hashem. It's Yire, and it's Ahava. All of us know the famous pasuk, Lehagid baboiker chasdecho ve'emunoscho baleilus. What is the pshat? Lehagid baboiker chasdecho ve'emunoscho baleilus. Lehagid baboiker chasdecho, when it's light, we know chesed Hashem. Sometimes life shines to us. Sometimes life is nice to us. we see the chesed Hashem. Lehagid baboyker chasdecho. When it's light, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehagid baboyker chasdecho. Ve'emunoscho baleilos. When it's night, when sometimes we don't see the light, sometimes things look that are going in the wrong way of life, sometimes it looks mamish terrible. Lehagid baboyker chasdecho ve'emunoscho baleilos. Balaylo is emune. This is stam a klal, stam pirush apostle. Lehagid baboyker chasdecho ve'emunoscho baleilos. This is the tzuras advari. But we'll go a little bit more. Lailo is emune, day is oich. This is stam, it's aleph beis of dvorim, just to get a little bit to understand the teichen of Shabbos. V'alaylo is emune in klal Yisrael, la'agid b'emunoscho b'alaylois, and by day is la'agid b'abokir chasdecho. Leil Shabbos is emune. Shabbos day is, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu already. And I will explain. This is called Shabbos Matan Teire. Bring a moshul from the Chavis Alvavis. There's two ways to know the moshul. A person comes to a field and he sees that it rained. How he sees that it rained? He sees apples, he sees oranges, he sees... So he knows that it rained. He didn't see the rain. But muzai that it rained. Because if it didn't rain, how the apples came out? How the oranges came out? I from the same rain? Yeah. The rain has a koyach to make the apples to become apples. It has a koyach to make the oranges to become oranges. This is the koyach of the rain. This is one thing. It's another thing, when a person takes a sun, like the Chavis Alvavis, and he puts different kind of glasses on the sun. A yellow one shines a yellow light. A red one shines a red light. Like the Chavis Alvavis, in both cases, when a person sees the apples, he knows that it rained. And the rain could make apples, oranges, all different zachen. When he sees the all different lights on the sun, also all different lights, the same sun, if you change the glass, red is red, yellow is yellow. Zayde Chavis Alvavis is one difference. When the person sees the apples, he doesn't see the rain. He knows that it rained. But when he looks in the sun and you have a red light, glass, and because of that the sun is shining red, he sees the sun. Just it's coming through a red glass, so he sees it red. Zayde Chavis Alvavis, Maise Bereishis is emune. Not that we see the Bore Olam, Bashkof Rishoyma, but Mi Bore Eilu. Someone did this world. Someone created the world. So, Al Kocho, Yesh Manig Labiro. This is Chakal Tapuchin Kaddishin. This is Lel Shabbos, Emune and Bore Olam. But the Madrege is, has to be as a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I know as a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the first Emune of Lel Shabbos is, Melach Techo Asuyo. It's a big avoida. Not the thing, Motzi Shabbos, I have to call this person. Motzi Shabbos, I have to do this. Shabbos melach tocha asuyo. So one of the Yidden from Amol, one of the biggest gvirim in Klal Yisrael, had a muna pshuta. An hour before Shabbos, he heard that he lost all of his money. And that was mamish kabbalah Shabbos. So the whole Shabbos, they didn't see on him nothing. Motzi Shabbos, he got a heart attack. But in Shabbos, it's a muna, it's a barayilam. This is the avoider of Lel Shabbos. This is the avoider of Lel Shabbos. Shabbos day is Shabbos Matan Teire. Chazal say, Teiro, Kshodom Rishon Nivro, Hoyeroye Ba'oira Teiro, Veroye Misof Ha'oilom Ve'atsoifoi. Zog der Gmore, Ledovko Boi, Ve'ari Yefshon Ledovko Boi, Elo Yidabek B'Teiro Ve'atadovek Boi. When a person sits and learns Torah, he feels Bira Olam. Mora says, you can't touch the Ribbono Shel Olam. But you could be Dovek B'Torah, you could be Dovek B'Talmid Chachomim, and B'Melu you Dovek B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. By day of Shabbos is already, the avoda is to feel Emune B'Chush. Leil Shabbos is to know that it's Emune, and Shabbos day is to feel Emune B'Chush. This is Be'etzim, the Madreges, that a person has to come to. And the same thing is like Kiddushin and Nisuim. Kiddushin, a person is Mekadosh Eisho. Eves as a hotafoy. He knows that he has a wife, but he doesn't have her. doesn't know who she is. It's Mekadosher. She's there and he's here. Nesuim, he has her already. Shabbos day is Ismach Moshe. This is Suda Sanesuim. Suda Atika Kadisha. This is Be'etzim the Suda Shabbos. This is Shabbos Matan Teire. Chazal say, you can't marry a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't meet Dovik by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ato midabik ba Teire, or ato midabik bi. Srol v'raise v'kutshu brichu chadu. The avoid of a pshuta of a bocher that wants to come to the Madreges of Shabbos, that wants taka to be a ben aliyah, to want to feel epis in Shabbos. I want to speak, it's like I'm saying, avoid ole maise. Not just to say, no, Shabbos is in yonim, Shabbos is hechere in yonim. Say that, very wichtig, to be misasek and hechere in yonim. About this also kidai. It's not a mode. The person has to have the picture to know where he's heading, but then the lemaise. Person has to work on himself. How a person works on himself. For sure, not to think. I'll say one thing, Lemoshel. And everyone in his madrega. If you think, Lemoshel, to call Chatzkel on Shabbos, you don't. Lemoshel, you thought that Motzei Shabbos, you want to call Chatzkel if you could go with him, Ben Azmanim somewhere, Ramazan, yeah? I thought about the Shabbos, I'm not calling him Motzei Shabbos. So some bochim will say, yeah, it's too hard, it's not a ma'isidik, yeah? I'm not calling him after Shabbos. I'll wait 2 hours to hold myself because I thought about it. And if I think again, I will only call him Sunday. The chokhmah of a person to work on himself, not the chat madreges that you're not holding him. Shabbos, I'm not allowed to think about it. It's only in the beginning hard. I will explain to you. The moshul ma'adov odeinu. Some people don't speak Lashon Hara, but the Chofetz Chaim says it's a fest of Gehenna. Some people don't speak Lashon Hara, it's ikal, it's bagil, it's cheap. So I speak Lashon Hara on another person. See someone speak Lashon Hara, it's a miyotzach. A person comes, Shabbos melachtecho asuya. Most of the pshat. Now I give you the moshel I saw once, one of the Sforim. So it was a moshel, so I think when they say it with the Mario Diskin, that was a Rosh HaKol, was a big Rosh HaKol. You know, it was Nechbar, it was comfortable. Chule. Kids, the Kesar, the king was coming to town. So the Maril Diskin told him, hopefully you'll not be here when he comes. When Rosh HaKol. So yeah, it's better for you not to be here when the king comes. Maybe the guy said, better than Maril Diskin will not be here when the, you know, the Rosh HaKol has to be here when the king comes. But in this case, maybe it'd be better to be in the Mismedosh when the Kesar comes. Then he decides not listening, he stayed. So the Kesar comes, they show him the Jewish hospital that was done, you know, the nation from Yidden, from everyone, even the Goyim come. And the Kesar says, you know, I think the windows would be better if they would be a bit bigger. So the Rosh HaKol says, we thought about it, but the reason we didn't do it is because there would be a window. Okay, so then they take him to a kind of special, you know, market that they did there, you know, for these people. And the case says again, you know, I thought it'd be better if it'd be 2 doors on the other side. Rosh HaKol says, yeah, we thought about it, but the reason we didn't do it, he didn't finish to say his stuff. Policeman chopped him and put him in jail for a couple of years. So what I did wrong, he said, you don't understand, when the king says something, he said, yeah, you're right, we'll do it right away. You don't try to correct him. So when he came out of jail, he went to the Maril Diskin and told Maril Diskin, what, you had Ruach HaKodesh? He says, no, I knew you're such a simple person, you would not know how to behave near a king. Where will be the mistake? I didn't know. But I know you and the king, it's not a match. A person has to know, Shabbos is Malchus. It's Beis HaMelech. If a person will believe that Sido Boire Oilom, that created the world, he created Sunday, he created Friday. He did the whole world. He did everything. He created this person, and he created this person, and he created this person, and he created this car, and he created this park, and he created this plane, and he created everything. And he wants me in Shabbos not to think about it, to believe that he's running the whole thing, and not to try to help him, and not to try to be misasek. You're not Shemtzach? The Gemara says, Bekoishi hitiru lishel b'sholem chaveire b'shabes. Bekoishi hitiru lishel b'sholem chaveire b'shabes. You bekoishi allowed to ask b'sholem someone on Shabbos. Bekoishi. Bekoishi allowed to ask b'sholem someone on Shabbos. It's not hard to get to this madrega. You're right. The first step in life, maybe it's hard. I want to think about something, I want to plan something, and I have to stop it. But when a person believes and he works on himself, see, Leil Shabbos, the Bira Olam. So the Yisod of Shabbos is better when you believe in Bira Olam. Shabbos Matan Teire, the Yisod of the word Shabbos Matan Teire means the way a person gets to this Oir. The only way that a person gets to this Oir is if he has Oir HaTorah. If he has Oir HaTorah. And the Yetzer Hara knows that. And instead of having that in Shabbos would be the easiest day to learn, instead of in Shabbos most people will sit and learn, the Yetzer Hara has Mafriyim. If a person sits and learns in Shabbos, he becomes Dovuk Takarish Baruch Hu. It's the only way. It's the only way. Yismach Moshe v'matnas chelkei ke'eve ne'mon v'hoiri b'yodei shteluchei savonim u'bohem kosub shmira Shabbos. With learning Torah, you can feel the gishmak of Shabbos. It's a naive kind of doy. A bocher thinks he will go to sing somewhere on Shabbos for 3 hours and he will eat 5 kind of chants for Shabbos day. And maybe 10 kinds of herring shall shoot us, so you will have an Elika Shabbos. Or you will carry 10 kinds of fish, little Shabbos. Avad all these achen amoisif. The Kabbalah Shabbos with Anigun, little Shabbos as even midaf, as soon as even midaf. But that's a nish flesh. It's not the real stuff. The real stuff, the real toichen is toiro. The real toichen is toiro. You can't come. With the Oir HaTorah, you're asking how? It's a good question. But the Metzius is, you had G'day Le'oil of the 7 learned Torah. Chazal say, that Adam HaRishon HaYotzoyfe Misofa Oilom VeHatzoyfoy. He saw Emunah B'chush. V'gonzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeTzadikim LeHasid Lavoi. So like in the Sforim, that in Torah and Shabbos, you get that feeling. Chazal say, how we know that it's a neshama yaseira? Shenemar vayonach bayoim ashvi vayinofash. Zogt Rashi, vay of the nefesh. Shebetzeis haShabbos oimer odom vay of the nefesh. Amod nezach. The Chazal wanted to tell me that it's a neshama yaseira. How you know it? You know, Motzei Shabbos, we say vay of the nefesh. I think it's the last place to say to speak about Neshama Yisrael. I want to be a pasuk. Oy, Shalom Aleichem, Neshama Yisrael. Nish vay of the nefesh. But Rashi says nish doesn't. Where you feel the Neshama Yisrael? You feel the Neshama Yisrael in Motzei Shabbos when the Neshama leaves. I think he might every bocher, not sure if every time, in the end of Shalom Shudas is like a kind of tickle that you feel. I'm not speaking about the people that feel like, oh, the week's starting again. This is a shame, you know, the clippers. About, I'm sure everyone, you know, sometimes in your life, you feel like, but the Shabbos, I too shall assure this, like an ichi feeling, like vay of the nefesh. No feel that?
I feel the week.
It covers it. That's how it's not Rashi. Rashi says that people feel it. There's a kasha. The Motzei Shabbos people say, vay of the nefesh. I'm telling you, that kind of feeling everyone has, could be it's covered with a feeling of the new, but if a person will think, in the end of Shalosh Shudas, it's kind of interesting kind of feeling, when Shalosh Shudas finishes, it's not only because you're nervous from the new week. It's not only that. It's a vay of the nefesh. Such a feeling, vay of the nefesh. Now I want to be masbir. Find a mefoshim. Why does it say when it comes? Shalom Aleichem, Neshama Yisera. The Teretz says, the Neshama Yisera is not filled if it's not fulfilled. If you don't fill it up with Teichem, there's no Neshama Yisera. When Neshama Yisera comes, there's nothing what to feel. Every year, over Shabbos, gives epis to the Neshama Yisrael to live off. So after it lives off epis in Shabbos, when it leaves, you feel missing something. A person that fills up the Neshama Yisrael with a little bit more, you feel it bechush in Shabbos. If a person will decide, this Shabbos, I'm learning, not reading newspapers, not reading books, I'm learning, not to learn too much. You could sleep, you could eat, there's a lot, you could sing zmiras, there's a lot of things you could do in Shabbos, but nothing from Chol. I'm not thinking I know, and I'm thinking myself, B'lel Shabbos, Emunah and Boir HaOlam. The Neshama Yaseira starts to fill up the person. There's a double feeling there. Samot Nezach, you go around with two tanks in Shabbos, and you learn less of the week. Samot, you have the Neshama Yaseira. Double Kedusha. You have double Kedusha. And it doesn't go. Double Kedusha. And it doesn't catch. Because you're not giving it that push. I'm saying, I'm asking. It's a shtickle hard. But if a bacher will take on himself, again, not to forget what we said, Hachana Be'er of Shabbos. Get ready early for Shabbos. Yoshev Mitzap Elikas HaShabbos. He's thinking on the Ma'acholim Lekovet Shabbos. And then he thinks he's Lel Shabbos, he's Mizboinen. He could do it B'Shas Kabbalah Shabbos when he's singing L'Chadoidi. Ashreinu, Matayv Chalkeinu, that we were Zeichet to Mekabel Shabbos, that we were Zeichet to have the Avodah of Shabbos. And then he sits and learns. Hopefully by Shabbos day is Yismach Moshe. Lel Shabbos is Yire. Shabbos day is Ave. Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chalkoi. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalkoi. This is the oimek advorim that is a kriyas atoyre in Shabbos morning in shul. This is the tzurat chazal ha-metaken. Shabbos davening, you sit and learn. Ha, in kriyas atoyre become not something to learn, yeah? But be yisoyre, it was on a targum, he read it, they were sitting and learning. Then they didn't want 3 days without teyre, she'enim chamishi also, bits and pieces here and there, yeah? But be yisoyre, Shabbos morning, in the middle of the evening, everyone stops. It's not Parsha Samoyadim. We learned the Parsha. We got a Meturgeman, and he said Pshat. And it was a Meturgeman of Pasuk. This is the Avodah, Torah. And we miss all of that. We take all that out. If a person will push himself, I'm saying again, like I said every time, every person will pass Shabbosos. Every person will pass Shabbosos till the end of his life. This is only, it's like a therapy. If you do it for a couple weeks, you get used to it. It's not even a avoida. It's not even a avoida. It's a mitzvah. Shabbos comes, a person has these feelings. Shabbos comes, he has these feelings. And it adds the emunah, and it adds the emunah. And it states in Svarim, that all of this gulus will state in Shabbos, that it's mashpia for the week, if a person takeh has a Shabbos. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be zeichet together to be zeichet to mekabel the oir Shabbos, the nismach Moshe, and matnas Chol.